Random House Audio presents Cubed, A Secret History of the Workplace by Nikhil Saval. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. I have known the inexorable sadness of pencils. Theodore Rothke, Duller. Esteemed gentlemen, I am a poor, young, unemployed person in the business field. My name is Wenzel. I am seeking a suitable position, and I take the liberty of asking you nicely and politely if perhaps in your airy, bright, amiable rooms such a position might be free. I know that your good firm is large, proud, old, and rich. Thus I may yield to the pleasing supposition that a nice, easy, pretty little place would be available, into which, as into a kind of warm cubbyhole, I can slip. Robert Walzer, The Job Application. Introduction. Because the footage comes from a security cam, the images are grainy and silent, the perspective fixed. We are in a recognizable scene, a cubicle farm, with workers crammed next to each other, all staring at their computers, in a tiny fluorescent-lit space. A man in a shirt and tie sits at his desk while a co-worker crouching next to him collects papers from a file cabinet. Time passes, with little else happening, until the crouching man suddenly grabs the sheaf of papers and hurls it at his colleague. The colleague backs away as the man lifts up his hulking computer monitor, a cathode ray behemoth from another time, to send it careening to the next cubicle over, where it crashes into the corner of a desk before tumbling to the floor, exhaling smoke. With self